Because joining me on the virtual couch today is one of South Africa's most highly regarded music video directors, Ryan Kruger. He's conceptualized and directed over 70 music videos for some of our most prolific artists. He's won numerous local and international awards for that work, including an SA Music Award for his work with Prime Circle. But today he's joining us not only to talk about the music business, but to talk about the realization of a lifelong dream. His debut feature film is ready to go. It's a horror movie called Fried Barry, and it's going to be releasing internationally next month because it has been picked up by streaming service Shudder for distribution to the US market as well as in several other territories, including the UK, Ireland, Australia, and New Zealand. The film tells the story of Barry, an abusive drug addict who, after going on another bender, finds himself abducted by aliens and taken on a backseat ride as an extraterrestrial visitor assumes control of his body and takes on a joyride through Cape Town. Sounds like a lot of fun, although it looks pretty scary from the bits that I've seen on the trailer. Great to have the director with us on the line, Ryan Kruger. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Ryan, have you always wanted to be behind the camera? I know you've done extensive work in front of the camera as well, so maybe the better question is, where does the love of film begin?
I'm one of those people that I started at a very, very early age. I always wanted to go into acting, and then from there, I got into directing. So it's always been this, lifelong dream to be an actor and go eventually into directing feature films.
Okay, so your acting studies at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London, that led you to quite extensive work in TV, but it also led you into the live music scene, which is when you started working on the music video genre. I mean, what was that like, Ryan? Was that always going to be a sort of a sidebar, or did you find that you loved it so much you wanted it to be your full-time obsession for a while?
The music video scene was, for me, it was a stepping stone to get into feature films. So for me, as a music video director, I didn't really base the music videos on performance. It was more short narrative stories within music videos. And then the odd video, I did have a performance there. But yeah, it was a chance to get basically short films within music videos. Also, from that, it would already have an audience because of the band and, people following it. So it was a easier way in instead of just making short films.
Okay. Now, to the long feature film. I mean, Fried Barry, a project I know you've been working on for quite a long time. It doesn't happen overnight to bring a feature film to the screen. When did you first start playing around with the concept of this movie?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, in 2017, I made a three-minute experimental film, also called Fried Barry. And with that, we sent it to, we had about 59 official selections, 13 awards around the world at film festivals. But I never planned to make it into a feature film. And the cool thing about it was the festivals that it went to and the people that watched it, they just fell in love with it. They just really loved it. And we started to get fan art from like around the world, which was so crazy and random because it's a short. Like, why would you do fan art of a short film? And then where I was at the time in my life, I went through depression and I had an operation on my kidney. My cat got cancer. And I just went through this very dark, dark time. And at the bottom of this hole, I said to myself, what is the number one thing that I've always wanted to do? And at the top of my list was to make a feature film. And I had all these other scripts I could have chosen, and they probably would have been way easier than Fry Barry. But as soon as I got this idea, I was like, this is the one. I know this is the right one to make. So it took, a year and a half to shoot. We only shot 28 days, but it took a year and a half to shoot. But since then, we had the world premiere at CineQuest in America, and we've literally traveled the world with it, with at all these different festivals and picked up awards. We were at Sitges in Spain in November. At the beginning of last year, we're at Rapid Lion, where we picked up Best South African Film and a few other awards. So yeah, and it's since then the fan art and the people that have been watching it, it's just been a great response. And we've even had some people get tattoos of the main character.
Oh, my
which
word.
It's great because the film's not even properly released yet. So yeah, it's on the 7th of May. It's going to get released AMC Shudder, and it's going to be in all those places in America and get out there. So, yeah, it's an exciting time to, you know, to see this type of film and to know that it's my first film. We're still looking at distribution in South Africa, yep. But it's definitely the first of its kind for, like, South African cinema, and you'll understand that once you watch it. But, yeah, it's just been a very exciting trip so far.
I mean, from what I've read, we can expect a real sort of mashup of genres, the sort of stuff that cult films are made of. And when you say people are getting tattoos, that speaks to the same sort of perception. Ryan, tell us about your cast for this film.
Yeah, so we've had so many great cast members in the film. A lot of big South African actors, and the most exciting actor for me in the movie was Gary Green. And Gary Green, he actually came from an extras background, and over the years I've worked with him and I've put him in like featured parts and music videos over the years. But when I made that short and I had the idea for the feature, I'm like, I had to cast Gary because I know he would be perfect for this role. And and he's done, you know, it's just that success of that underdog story, you know, going from extra to being a lead in a feature. So he worked very hard, and it's been I'm pretty sure a great experience from him, and he still probably hasn't hit him yet as well as me.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, I mean, being picked up by the international streaming platform, obviously it's hurtling you into a market that is very influential on the rest of the world. So you mentioned you haven't yet secured local distribution. Are you hopeful that once it's streaming on the Shudder platform and you're getting reviews and hopefully good ones, that's going to help you sell it here into the South African market?
Yeah, definitely. I just know, you know, South Africa, we're pretty conservative here, and this film is quite a bold, out there, crazy type of film. I know loads of people that would love it here, but I also know a lot of people that will probably hate it at the same time. So, but I think it's the South African film industry is growing bigger. We are starting to do different types of film, and that's interesting to look at. But I think with Fry Barry definitely being the first of its kind, I think we'll open a lot of other doors for other filmmakers to show that, you know, we can make these other type of films and it can be successful. Because I mean, if you're going to sell it overseas and stuff like that, you know, that's the market. I think too many people over here are just, you know, worried about selling it to just South Africa, and there's a whole world out there, you know, and there's that whole audience. So AMC, the Shudders platform, the thing is, you know, it's a horror platform and you've got all these other like crazy movies there, but it's just such a big scene, and you know, you get all those, you know, cult followers, and I think horror films are the great films to make that, you know, can guarantee your budget back and, you know, and spread the word. And the horror community is probably one of the best fan bases that you can get in film.
Ryan, final question is around the impact of lockdown and the pandemic on the release of this film. And I'm not sure if you'd finished shooting before lockdown struck or if that played into the actual production of the movie as well. But what was the impact?
Well, this is the thing. So I think it was just before lockdown when we had our premiere in America. And when the lockdown started to happen, I thought, trust me to make a film, and now it's going to be on lockdown. It's probably going to damage my film. But because a lot of these film festivals went online, the cool thing about it was, you know, normally in a film festival, you're looking at, you know, maybe 500 to 600 people, maybe 300 people at a cinema screening at a festival. But because it went online, we were getting 4,000 to 5,000 people at each festival watching the movie, which created more hype and more press and more people, you know, talking about it online. So it was actually beneficial in the end, which is pretty amazing.
Well, Ryan, best wishes to you and everyone involved in the project as it takes off on Shudder from the 6th of May. And let's hope we get to see it in South Africa in the not too distant future. Great to have you with us today.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Ryan Kruger on the line there. Music video now. Film director. The movie is called Fried Barry, described as a mash between horror and comedy and all kinds of other genres. So it sounds offbeat. It sounds like it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but it's going to be one of those films that I think attracts the sort of cult following that would regard it as a classic for years to come.